创世纪咧有好重要教导，人咧首先诱惑咧系嚟自魔鬼嘅，要相信。第二咧，人千祈唔好同魔鬼辩驳输紧。咁呢个故事。开始咧就系、蛇讲先嘅，佢话天主真的，你不可吃乐园中任何树上的果子吗？咁当然系噶啦，就俾个亚娃咧有少少，咦，系咪噶咁？少少渗透呢啲怀疑嘅点喺里边，已经开始。阿娃中咗招啦，咁佢就话：系啊，乐园中嘅树嘅果子，我哋都可以食噶，不只一棵树唔食得嘅啫。蛇又继续讲啊。一句阿娃话：有，如果我哋摸到嗰棵树，食咗果子咧，死梗噶啦。蛇就开始又再渗透佢嘅思维，啲傻嘅，梗系唔系啦，你唔会死嘅。天主惊你食咗咧，好似佢咁样啊。已经堕落咗啦，系咁堕落咗你识啦。个故事就好简单，可以睇到人类嗰种软弱啦，嗰种同造物主嘅抗衡咧，好脆弱嘅。一个谎言就令佢跌倒。傅天南修女啲成日都提嘅喺个日记里边，佢千祈唔好同撒旦咧理论，你唔够佢聪明嘅。呢点第一点，诱惑一定有嘅，所以你睇到耶稣佢都受诱惑噶。啊，四十日之后，耶稣冇同佢边魔鬼讲应该唔应该。直接用天的圣言去答辩，人不接烤饼，以求天主的圣言，天主的话语，一句冇得，唔系同佢辩论啊！呢个我哋嘅立场，耶稣系咁讲，拜拜。呢、这个教会教导系咁讲，拜拜。你再讲多两句咧，你就唔够呢个诱惑里边嗰啲。陷阱，所以点你好？所以点解我哋平时要习惯有睇圣经咧？你将啲话语上你嘅思维嘅时候咧，你就冇咁容易陷入呢个陷阱。佢哋结果点咧？只有两个觉得食完禁果之后咧，两个赤身露体。嗱，佢哋本来两个都系赤身露体嘅。但系冇羞耻，因为佢两个一开始嘅时候，永远个生活昨天都解释啦。佢个生活永远都系为对方嘅嘛。而禁果嘅目的咧就系为自己啊。得一个人嘅行动为自己自私咗啲咧，你就开始执咗啦，倾向于邪恶嗰边多咗。所以当你个心田邪恶咗嘅时候，你自然就睇嘅事物咧就唔洁净，本来就系好洁净嘅。 但是为什么他觉得羞耻甚至要撩埋呢？啊，天主下去散步，他不见了他两个，他撩埋了，为什么呢？羞耻。如果是正常的无所谓的，如果是吃得的就吃咯，但天主不吃得嘛，他知道不吃又吃，不应该做就做，嗱，这个良心啊，好清晰嘅。你无论咩嘢解释，我哋每年喺加拿大嗰阵时咧，都为生命游行咧，而家都系嘅，喺国会山庄嗰度就聚集。喺过山之前咧，有大嘅聚会，完咗之后咧，一班曾经堕胎嘅妇女咧出嚟，同嗰啲青少年讲说话。他说当年他16岁，哎，医生说没所谓的堕胎，他妈咪说你更加要啦这样。但他从此之后呢，他没得到良心的平安，直至到他办了个妥当告诫之后。为什么呢？虽然医生的话语是没紧要的，是一个一个细胞的。不是的，是一个生命。好多人堕胎之后喊晒，点解呢？佢良心知道呢个系生命，佢夺咗个生命。好似表面上你解决咗你现在嘅问题啊，我太细个啦，唔可以为人啦，啊唔俾人笑啦，啊唔应该时候啦咁。呢个可以避免一时，但系你个真正你个罪行系剥夺一个生命。所以天主俾我哋嗰个内在嗰嘢咧，你唔可以话冇嘢嘅。人话冇嘢嘅时候，你可以系表面上，但系睇到咁多个妇女们行出嚟，讲俾青少年知，唔系呢样回事。你个心唔喺天主里边嘅时候咧，你就唔洁净。你唔洁净嘅时候咧，你望到乜嘢地方都系羞耻，直至到你个心摆翻喺天主嗰度。所以呢点咧，好重要教训呢今日个篇，希望我哋能够啊，对特别下一代咧，对于性嘅关系啊，生命咧，就唔好话模棱两可，唔好话唔掂，有啲唔掂，至少教会教导或者有啲都要鼓励佢参加听啊、聆听啊，所以婚前辅导系一个好重要嘅环节。咁其實我哋教區都有好多呢啲夫婦嘅聚會，有好多時好多夫婦都係有困難嘅喺呢一方面，呢、這個值得要聆聽別人嘅經驗，因為我哋少咗咩呢？黑忌啊，少咗自律啊，我哋好多時想做就去做，呢、這個問題嘅症結。以前有個廣告啊，就賣香煙，唔知賣乜嘢嘅，佢想做就去做。后来他改了字眼，应做就去做，抽完了。人哪都想，想乜都想做就去做。呢咁佢想去杀人，佢又想去做。呢个教卫有歌咁啊，嗰啲广告啊，后来佢改咗，剪贴咗，应做就去做，唔应该做，良心话俾你听 ，no 就系 no。咁所以呢点咧，系非常之系重要嘅。感谢主，赐俾我每个人有个。洁净的清洁的良心，这个是一个很大的礼物，要保存。我们所有的东西是一个瓦器，很容易破烂的，魔鬼在我们附近的，很多诱惑，很多不同的言语叮一叮你，使你恨多少少，使你不爱那么多，使你行远离天主少少，呢啲就系我哋普通嘅每一天嘅诱惑，让我哋跟住主。So the only thing I have to say is, from the first Genesis, the temptations come from the devil. It's an initiative from them, you know, from the story. Only the serpent asks, "Why? Is it true? God doesn't allow you to eat these things?" And then, one of the teaching of Caesar Faustina level negotiate with the devil, with the temptations. Yes and yes, no and no. And it's what example is Jesus through the 40 days and then the temptation three times, no? Whatever Jesus never negotiate, never talk about should or not should, but they always quoting the gospel, quoting the scriptures, the word of God. Man must believe in God. Man must not feed on bread, but also in His word. Finish. And no more negotiation. Only then we can go ahead. Otherwise, we are always a loser. Because we are not that smart. So that's very important to learn from life, that we are always be humble. Temptation is always there. Devil is using all people's words, people's writings, people's thinking, and not attacking, as if you give it some voices. But it's more important, the first instance, if it's not love, pick that way.